Blog Talk Radio.
Having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Father God, I thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit that you have given me. I thank you that he is my comforter and my counselor, my helper and intercessor. The Holy Spirit is my advocate, my strength, and my partner in my walk of faith. Lord, you teach me all things. You will bring back to my remembrance the truths from your word. Lord, I invite you into every aspect of my life and this ministry. Show me your ways, O Lord. Help me to know your will. and to be a carrier of your loving kindness into the world. Give me wisdom and insight concerning every decision that I need to make. Anoint me that I might do my duties with excellence. Give me strength and courage to do your will and to be obedient to your voice. Quicken my mortal body that I might have the physical stamina, endurance, and strength to do all that is required of me. Let the light of your love shine brightly through me. Let the Holy Spirit live big and bold in me. Help me to apply the truth and principles of God's word to every area of my life and this ministry. In Jesus' name I pray. Welcome once again to another episode of the House of Christ Ministries Presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us of House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com.
Jesus is mine, oh, what a hope.
John chapter 4, verse 16 says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever." John chapter 14, verse 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Romans chapter 8, verse 11 says, "But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you." Journey, we would like to encourage you to sow into this ministry. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums. From our radio broadcast, House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World and Honoring the Great Commission. We are on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our monthly mailing lessons, our social Christian network, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of Words of the Day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to the practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are an important component to bringing the gospel to the world. Together we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. And as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, we would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely necessary for the personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth, and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 to 8 says, When they therefore come together, they ask of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be a witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Beloved, we are ambassadors of God. As an ambassador of God's kingdom, we represent the Father and our Savior Jesus Christ with honor and integrity. We must live a life of purity and holiness before God and before our fellow men. We are ambassadors of God's love, peace, and His mercy. We must be quick to forgive the mistakes and shortcomings of others. We must be understanding, kind, and must not be angered easily. We are ambassadors of the power and might of the Holy Spirit. We must be calm, cool, and collected. Even when we encounter adverse circumstances, we must respond to every situation with wisdom, with His wisdom, rather, His ability and insight. As ambassadors of the Most High God, we will endeavor to conduct our lives at all times in a manner that will be pleasing to Him. We must represent the Christian faith with truth, integrity, and excellence.
Lord, I thank You that even while I was yet sinner, You came down and paid the price. The price that no one else could have paid as a ransom for my sins. Lord, I thank You today. I can't praise You enough, Lord, for dying for me. I was guilty with nothing to say.
Baby.
Christ's ministry's sole purpose is to equip the members of the body of Jesus Christ with the tools necessary to effectively function in the call of God on their lives. As believers, we are commissioned by the Lord to take the knowledge of Jesus Christ throughout the world. I pray that these teachings will be a blessing to you and will help you fulfill the Great Commission. You have been called to be a steward, a servant of God. God has called you to be His ambassador to the world. He has given you the ministry of delivering the message of God to the whole world, the message of reconciliation. No greater call could ever be issued. No higher position could ever be held. I encourage you to join us every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This teaching, Supernatural Faith, will help you develop and increase your faith, which will enable you to walk in the Spirit. You will understand the basis by which faith operates and is built on, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Many Christians try to apply their faith and see no results, not realizing that faith must be built on a solid foundation. Jesus Christ said in Mark chapter 11, verses 23 and 24, that whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. I encourage you to speak God's word daily over your lives. No matter what you are going through, there is hope, there is help, and there is life-altering power in speaking God's word. Be faithful to speak His word. Release your faith as you speak. Declare His words boldly. Speak with power and authority and lay your claim to the promises that are rightfully yours. Beloved, get ready to experience God's power in your lives. For more information and to receive copies of these teachings, which can be used in Bible study forums, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmand, New York, 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.
And some
continue on the spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, our lesson in a series, Supernatural Faith. Tonight's lesson will be Root Faith. Lord, I thank you that you have given every believer a measure of faith. Give us understanding of how faith works and how we can apply it to our lives. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will bring maturity and perfection to the faith that you have placed within our hearts. Lord, impart to us insight and wisdom concerning how to have root faith. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Once again, I would like to welcome you to another episode of the House of Christ Ministries Present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont. I would also like to encourage you that we are on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have questions, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And as a reminder, you can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute and Bible College at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, and the Bible College website is www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. In this lesson, Root Faith, I will be addressing what I called Root Faith. In Mark chapter 11, verses 12 through 14, and Mark chapter 19, verse 26, Jesus Christ tells us of this kind of faith. It reads, "And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it." Let us take a look at Mark chapter 19. "And when even was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold the fig tree, which thou cursed, is withered away. And Jesus, answering, said unto them, Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, and he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither shall your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Beloved, I just want to correct an error that was made. It is Mark chapter 11, verses 19 through 26. And the previous scripture was Mark chapter 11, verses 12 through 14. Getting the root of the word root, the Webster's New World Dictionary and Thesaurus defines the word root as part of a plant, usually underground, that anchors the plant, draws water from the soil, etc. It also defines it as a source or cause. From this definition, we can establish that the root anchors, establishes and keeps, and draws life-giving nutrients from some type of soil. Ruth's faith operates on these principles, in that it anchors, establishes what we are believing for, and draws from the spirit realm what we are believing for into manifestation. Beyond the natural into the spiritual realm, those without root faith cannot draw from the spiritual realm where resources are located. When I say root faith, I am speaking about believing beyond immediate natural manifestations. Root faith does not believe based on natural manifestation, rather based on the truth of God's word. You must believe beyond what you can see with your natural eyes. Ruth faith supports 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, which says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." We, the Christians, do not have to see it to know that it is done. It may not have manifested in the natural yet, but we know that it is done by faith in the integrity of God's word. Speaking because you believe. Beloved child of God, you must develop Ruth faith. Ruth faith speaks because it believes. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 says, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak." Root faith speaks because it already believes. It is not trying to believe. You must speak because you believe, and not speak hoping to believe. It speaks those things that be not, have not manifested in the natural yet, as though they were already manifested in the natural. Ruth faith does not try to figure out if God is going to do it, when it is going to get done, or how it is going to get done. Rather, it knows that it will be done, because God's word has declared that it will be done. Rooted in God and heavenly places. Your root is in God and his things, which are in heavenly places. This gives you the ability to receive from God because you are rooted in his word. Your root draws spiritual nourishment, spiritual nutrients, and living water from the word of God, just like natural roots draw from the soil around it. The root is where life takes hold and begins. Our root faith is where the life of God's Word begins to take hold of what we are believing for. Beloved, it is important that you understand that the true root is the Word of God. When I say root faith, I mean a faith that is based in and upon the Word of God. We can call it word faith if we wish to do so. When you have root faith, you will not move from the Word, for it is the origin, the beginning of all things in God. The Word of God is spirit and life. When we speak the Word, it goes into the root of an issue. The root of all things natural is spiritual, for God is a spirit, and the beginning and root of all things good. And so we speak the Word of God into the spiritual realm, root or beginning area, causing a manifestation in the natural. This is similar to how Jesus Christ spoke to the dead and told them to rise up. Mark chapter 5, verses 39 through 43 gives us an example of this. It reads, "And when he was come in, he said unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talita kumi, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given to her to eat. Also Luke chapter 8, verses 50 through 58 says, But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept, and bewailed her. And he said, Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, Maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway. And he commanded to give her meat, and her parents were astonished. But he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. Jesus Christ's words were not just surface words. Rather, his words had life from the Father and went to the root issue, which was spiritual. This caused a manifestation of natural results. His words were rooted in God, causing life to flow into every dimension that he spoke into, both natural and spiritual. Root faith speaks into the spirit realm and does not waver based on what it sees naturally, or does not see. Its basis is the words of God. It's working. Just because you don't see it happening naturally does not mean it is not in motion already. The moment that you speak it in faith and righteousness, it is happening in the spiritual or unseen realm. When we speak of Ruth's faith, we are talking about the things happening in the unseen or spiritual realm. As we speak, which over time manifests in the natural manifestation of Ruth's faith does not have to be immediate. Rather, it can be over time. The most important thing in this is to know by faith that it is done. Many are moved from their spiritual position of reception because they have no depth of word to cause a strong root faith. Thus, they are easily moved from what they were originally believing God for. Mark chapter 4, verses 13 through 17 says, "And he said unto them, Know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables? The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately, and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. The enemy causes the unseen or waiting periods to steal the manifestation of faith. Your faith must become deeper than just surface. It must be root faith that will not be moved by visible circumstances. Root faith does not wrestle with what ifs, rather the words, "It will be done," becomes the clarion call of those who have root faith, founded in righteousness. Root faith, which establishes the manifestation of God's word in us, is founded on the basis of righteousness. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 3 says, "A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved." Righteousness causes the root to receive the life from the word of God. And righteousness is a hindrance to the life of God flowing through the word into your lives. Now, it is important that you understand that unrighteousness is any disobedience to God. So it is of utmost importance to submit to the Lord in all your ways, and not just when we want something from Him. Unrighteousness hinders the root from being able to draw from the nutrients, which is the spiritual reservoirs in the soil, heaven or God's kingdom. As the scripture states, "It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom," yet unrighteousness chokes the root, in turn hindering us from accessing it, the kingdom's resources. There is nothing like unrighteous faith speakers, claimers, and declarers. They speak what they believe and are frustrated when they do not receive. They have not submitted to the truth that root faith or word faith is based on righteousness and not just knowledge and declaration of the word of God. Again, root faith is established in righteousness, thus giving a Christian access to dominion and God's power, as well as the faith which releases it or causes it to happen. Beloved, you must develop strong roots of faith that cannot be moved by natural circumstances. There is a process or steps that Jesus Christ pointed out in Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 24, in which we can follow, causing the manifestation of root faith. It is, you must be a righteous vessel. When Jesus speaks of whatsoever, he is not just saying everybody, for he was addressing God's covenant people who were forgiven of their sins through the shedding of blood. You must believe in God, according to Mark chapter 11, verse 22. You must speak the word, and you must expect it. Beloved, receive by faith in advance. God bless you, and thank you for tuning into our show tonight as we take a short break.
Yeah.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was root faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity and the privilege to dispense your word tonight, dear God. Father, your word said, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." We are being the same spirit of faith according to as it is written, I believed. And therefore have I spoken, we also believe, and therefore speak. Father, we pray that you'll strengthen our faith. We pray, O Father, in the name of Jesus, that our faith will be rooted and grounded in your word. And Father, we pray, O God, that we will believe and we'll cast our cares upon you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And as we exercise our faith muscle, dear Lord, we pray for your strength and your guidance. And we pray that your word will manifest within us. And we will continue to live by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com.
Power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for cleansing to Calvary God. There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power.
Power in the
As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission, I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted Him and turned away from Him, beloved, God created us in His own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful way, resulting in separation from Him. I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and accept or recommit your life to Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Beloved, Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from Him, He is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your life. I'm going to ask you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ tonight. Will you receive Him right now? Romans chapter 3 verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. 1 John chapter 1 verses 8 through 10 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not true. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, but if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ into your life, I encourage you to pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sins. I also believe that He rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in Him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now, I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray this prayer and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Thank you. Lord, you said that faith comes by hearing the word of God. Lord, I make a conscious decision to read and meditate on your word every day. And as I do, faith grows in my heart. You said that without faith it is impossible to please you. Faith is the assurance and confirmation by title deed of things I hope for and proof of things I do not see. I thank you, Lord, that the faith that is in my heart perceives the unseen promise as a real fact. Lord, faith is alive and working in my life. And by faith, I receive all that you have for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, we encourage you to sow into this ministry through prayer and financial support for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmand, New York, 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. We also encourage you to visit our bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible college at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org, our Christian social network at www.myhocm.ning.com, and our affiliated school of ministries, House of David Ministries, Inc. at www.riversofrevival.com. We pray that this show was a blessing to you tonight, and as we celebrate our first anniversary on Blog Talk Radio, we pray that it's a blessing to each and every individual who have listened so far. We pray that the Lord will speak into your heart to support his work through this ministry. We also like to remind you that we are a 501c3 ministry. We are ambassadors of Christ, God making his appeal, as it were, through us. We, as Christ's personal representatives, beg you for his sake to lay hold of the divine favor now offered you and be reconciled to God. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We also would like to encourage you once again to visit our social network and our Christian bookstore and our Bible Institute and Bible College. God bless you and good night.